Let us conclude this session by you having a go at a couple of practice questions. In the first question, you are given an individual with employment income and dividend income. He makes a payment to charity in the year, and you are asked to work out his tax due. As usual, when you have an answer, check it by clicking the button at the bottom of the screen. Let us go through question one. We start with a normal income tax computation.
Thomas has non-savings income of £35,000 and grossed-up dividends of £12,000.
We deduct the personal allowance to give us taxable non-savings and taxable dividend income. The way we give Thomas relief on his payment to charity is by extending the basic rate band.
The original basic rate band of £37,400 has been extended by the gross donation to charity. Here, the gross donation is £1,875, giving Thomas a new basic rate limit of £39,275. The next step is to tax the taxable income. Non-savings income is charged at the basic rate of 20%. The basic rate limit is no longer £37,400. It is now £39,275. This means that the basic rate band remaining is £10,750. This is dividend income, charged at 10%. So the balance of the dividend income, £1,250, is charged at 32.5%. Add the tax figures up, and we have a total tax liability of £7,186.
After giving relief for the PAYE and the tax deducted on the dividends, the tax due for Thomas for 2010-11 is £486. Looking at the second practice question, you are asked to calculate Sally's income tax liability. Check your answer when you're ready. Sally has employment income of £140,000 and gross dividend income of £16,667. Due to the high level of her income, the personal allowance is reduced to nil, giving taxable non-savings income of £140,000 and dividend income of £16,667. As Sally has made a gift aid donation, we need to extend both the basic rate and higher rate bands. The original basic rate band is £37,400. We gross up the gift aid donation by 100 over 80 and extend the basic rate band by £2,500 to £39,900. The higher rate band is extended by the same amount to £152,500. The first £39,900 of non-savings income is taxed at 20%, and the balance of £100,100 is taxed at 40%. £12,500 of the higher rate band remains, so this amount of dividends is taxed at 32.5%. The remaining dividends are taxed at 42.5% to give a total tax liability of £53,853.
One final practice question to finish. This time you are asked to calculate Quentin's married couple's tax reducer from the four choices at the bottom. We start with Quentin's net income, which is £31,000. But remember that because he makes a donation to charity, we reduce the net income by the gross amount of the donation to give income for age allowances purposes. Here, it is £29,750. Quentin's personal age allowance for over 75s is £9,640. This is restricted by half of net income over £22,900. The restriction is £3,425, giving Quentin a personal age allowance of £6,215. However, this cannot fall below £6,475. You will see here that Quentin's personal age allowances have actually been restricted by £3,165. as HMRC wants to restrict total allowances by £3,425, we have an excess restriction of £260. This £260 is deducted from the married couple's age allowance, which, when multiplied by 10%, gives us a tax reducer of £670. This concludes this session on tax relief on donations to charity.